चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरभित मन्दीकृतं देवरं जटं जागुतरोचि संविदत समपट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरम्।
श्री गुरु गौरांग गंधर्विता के धारी जी की कृपा से आज 18 दिन हम लोगों का निर्विघ्न पूर्वक संपन्न हुआ। अभी हम लोगों का राधा तत्व के प्रसंग में विचार चल रहा है। अभी मैं श्रीमानपुरी महाराज जी को सबसे पहले संक्षेप में कुछ बोलने के लिए निर्देश दे रहा हूं।
भगवान সেই ভগবানের যখন রস আস্বাদন করবার ইচ্ছা হলো, আনন্দ লাভ করবার যখন ইচ্ছা হলো, তখন নিজ অন্ন থেকে অর্ধাংশ দিয়ে বাবাংশ দিয়ে তিনি শক্তি এবং আনন্দ এবং রাধারণীকে তিনি প্রকাশ করলেন। রাধা কৃষ্ণ একই তত্ত্ব, কিন্তু রস আস্বাদনের জন্য ভগবান দুই ভেদ রয়েছেন। এই জন্য শক্তি এবং শক্তিমান একই তত্ত্ব হওয়া সত্ত্বেও, অভেদ সত্ত্বেও তারা আবার ভেদ হয়েছেন। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ মহাপ্রভু তিনি জগতে সর্বপ্রথম এসে রাধার মহিমা, বৃন্দাবনের মহিমা এবং উন্নত উজ্জ্বল রসের মহিমা জগতে প্রকাশ করেছেন, তৎপূর্বে এইভাবে প্রকাশিত হয়নি। বহু শক্তি তার আছে, অনন্ত শক্তি আছে, তার মধ্যে তিন শক্তি প্রধান, অন্তরঙ্গ বহিরঙ্গ এবং অন্তরঙ্গ অর্থাৎ স্বরূপ শক্তি, বহিরঙ্গ মায়া শক্তি এবং তটস্থা শক্তি জীব শক্তি। সচিদানন্দ তম বিগ্রহ, সচিদানন্দ অর্থাৎ ভগবানের বিগ্রহ হচ্ছেন সদ চিৎ আনন্দ, সদংশে সন্দিনী, চিদংশে সম্বিত এবং আনন্দাংশে লাদিনী। ভগবানের যদি আনন্দ ভিন্ন করে দেওয়া হয়, লাদিনী স্বরূপা শক্তি যদি আলাদা করে দেওয়া হয়, তাহলে ভগবান আনন্দহীন হয়ে পড়েন, আনন্দময় ব্রহ্ম আর তিনি থাকেন না। সেই রাধারানী তিনি গোবিন্দানন্দিনী রাধা গোবিন্দ ভগিনী সর্বগুণ ধরি কৃষ্ণ কান্তা শিরোমণি। কৃষ্ণের এক নাম মদন মোহন, যে মদন পঞ্চস্বরের দ্বারা সমস্ত জীব জগৎকে মোহিত করছে, সেই মদন ভগবান কৃষ্ণকে দর্শন করে তিনিও মুগ্ধ মোহিত হয়ে যাচ্ছেন। এই জন্য ভগবানের এক নাম মদন মোহন। শ্রীল মহারাজের কাছে একবার শ্রবণ করেছিলাম, তিনি বলেছিলেন দেখো নরোত্তম ঠাকুর বাংলার মধ্যে কত সুন্দর ভাবে তিনি রাধা তত্ত্ব সম্বন্ধে প্রকাশ করেছেন। সেখানে বলছেন সুখ এবং শাড়ি দুজনা, তাদের মধ্যে কৃষ্ণ পরতত্ত্ব, রাধা পরতত্ত্ব, এই দুই তত্ত্বের মধ্যে তারা কে শ্রেষ্ঠ তারা প্রকাশ করেছেন। সেখানে সুখ বলছেন সুখ পায়ে আমার কৃষ্ণ মগন মোহন, শাড়ি পায়ে আমার রাধা মামে যতক্ষণ, নইলে শুধুই মগন। আবার বলছেন যে সুখ পায়ে আমার কৃষ্ণের মাথায় ময়ূর পাখা, শাড়ি পায়ে আমার রাধার নাম কিতাবে লেখা। সুখ বলছেন আমার কৃষ্ণের চূড়া ভাবে গেলে, আর সারি বলছেন রাধারানীর চরণ পাবে বলে। এইভাবে নানা ভাবে রাধা তত্ত্বকে প্রকাশ করেছেন। সেখানে রাধারানীর মহিমা সর্বাধিক, তারা বলছেন আরো যে কৃষ্ণ গোবর্ধন ধারণ করেছেন গিরিধারী তার নাম, কিন্তু সারি বলছেন দেখো রাধারানী বাম অংশ বর্তমান থাকেন, তিনি বাম হস্তের বাম অঙ্গুলির দ্বারা যে গিরিধারকে ধারণ করেছেন সেখানে রাধারানী প্রকাশিত আছেন, এই জন্য তিনি করেছেন, নতুভাবে গিরিধারী হতেন না বা গিরিধার ধারণ করতে পারতেন। আমাদের যত গুরুবর্গ আছেন, বিশেষ করে প্রভুপাদ, তিনি নিজেকে শিবাশ ভারতী গোবিন্দ দাস বাক্স ভারতী অর্থাৎ রাধারানী, তার এতে দ্বৈত কৃষ্ণচন্দ্র, তার এতে দাস। समस्त रस भगवान के विषय रूपे राधारानी के आश्रय राधारानी समस्त रसे आश्रय তার মধ্যে মুখ্য রস শান্তাৎসল্য মধুর সেই রসের উৎকর্ষ শান্ত রসের যাবতীয় গুণ দাস্যরসের বর্তমান প্লাস দাস্যরসেও দাস্যরস বর্তমান তেমনি পূর্ব পূর্ব রস পরপর রসের মধ্যে পূর্ণরূপে বিদ্যমান আছে সর্বোত্তম রস হল মধুর রস তার মধ্যে সম্ভোগ এবং বিয়োগ তার মধ্যে বিক্রম হচ্ছে চরমতম সেই বিক্রম রসে শ্রীমতী রাধারানী পরাকাষ্ঠা চলেন তিনি বিক্রলম্বে বিলাতে কৃষ্ণ বিলাতে বলছেন না করি আপন সুখ সবে বাঁচছে তার সুখ মোর তাৎপর্য মোরে যদি দিয়া হত তার হয় মহাসুখ সেই সুখ মহাসুখ বর্জ এত বড় উন্নত উজ্জ্বল রসের কথা আর কেউ বলতে পারেনি যেটি রাধারানী বলেছেন দেবী কৃষ্ণময়ী কর্তা রাধিকা পর দেবতা তিনি পর অর্থাৎ ভগবান তার তিনি আরাধনা কৃষ্ণময়ী তিনি কৃষ্ণময় হয়ে আছেন তার সমস্ত অঙ্গ প্রত্যঙ্গ সর্বাঙ্গ সবকিছু তার কৃষ্ণময় হয়ে আছেন তথাপি তিনি কৃষ্ণ বিহারে বিরোধী কোন এক সময় সমস্ত সভাগণ ব্যক্তিগত হয়ে কৃষ্ণ রাধারানীর সঙ্গে মিলিত হয়ে আছেন এমন সময়ে একটি মৌমাছি ভ্রমণ শেষ যখন রাধারানী মুখচন্দ্রমাকে পদ্মনে করে মধু আসন করার জন্য তাকে বারবার দর্শন করতে যাচ্ছেন তখন ভয়ে ভীতা হয়ে তিনি কৃষ্ণ বক্ষের মধ্যে মুখকে লুকিয়ে রাখছেন শ্রী মুখপদ্মকে লুকিয়ে রাখছেন তখন কৃষ্ণ সখাগণকে আদেশ করলেন এই মধুরী বুকে দূর করে দাও তখন মধুমঙ্গল তিনি সেই ভ্রমণটিকে দূরে পরিত্যাগ করে দূরে পরিহার করে দূরে তাড়িয়ে দিয়ে বলছেন যে মধুসূদন চলে গেল রাধারানী কৃষ্ণ আলিঙ্গিত অবস্থায় বর্তমান থাকা সত্ত্বেও যখনই শুনলেন মধুসূদন চলে গেলেন তৎক্ষণাৎ তিনি মূর্ছা হলেন কৃষ্ণ ময় হয়ে আছেন তথাপি তিনি কৃষ্ণ রায় কোথায় কৃষ্ণ মারা যাও মহাপাও মুরলী বদন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সমস্ত রাধা ভাব প্রকাশ করেছেন এক সঙ্গে অষ্টশাক্তি পিতা মহাভাব স্বরূপিনী শ্রী রাধা ঠাকুরানী ইতপূর্বে জগতে আর কখনো প্রকাশিত হয়নি চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দেখালেন অষ্টসাত্ত্বিক বিকার এক সঙ্গে প্রকাশিত তিনি সমস্ত রাধা বিরহ কৃষ্ণ বিরহে কিরকম উন্মাদনা আছে উদ্ঘুরা আছে সেই সমস্ত তিনি তার অন্তিম লীলা রাধাস্পর্শ তিনি প্রকাশ করেছেন গম্ভীরার মধ্যে এ সম্বন্ধে আমরা বর্ণনা করছেন শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতে অন্যান্য ব্রহ্মবেদ পুরাণে বর্ণিত হলেও অত্যন্ত গোপন ভাবে তিনি বর্ণনা করছেন, অলয়া রাধা শব্দে এখানে রাধা তত্ত্বকে প্রকাশ করেছেন, যার মতন আর কেউ আরাধনা করেনি। শত কোটি গোপী নিয়ে রাধা আরাধনা করেছিলেন, সেখান থেকে রাধারানী যখন মার হয়ে তিনি যখন সেই রাধা থেকে অন্তর্ধান হয়ে যান, তখন কৃষ্ণচন্দ্র শত কোটি গোপীকে নিয়ে রাস হয়েও তিনি সন্তোষ পেলেন না, রাধা বিলোপ অনুভব করলেন যেহেতু তিনি সর্বাধিকা। এই জন্য রাধিকার অন্বেষণে তিনি আবার সেখান থেকে রাস চলে গেলেন, রাস থেকে রাধারানীর খোঁজে তিনি চলে গেলেন এবং সমস্ত গোপীগণ কৃষ্ণ বিরহে তারা বিলীনই হয়ে গেলেন। তারা দেখলেন কি এর মধ্যে কার সব থেকে সৌভাগ্য, তাদের সৌভাগ্যমত হয়েছিল যে সমস্ত গ্রন্থিত যে মালার মতন, সেই মালা যখন ছিন্ন হয়ে যায়, সুতো যখন ছিঁড়ে যায়, যেমন মণি সব ছড়িয়ে যায়, ঠিক তেমনি রাধারানী সেখান থেকে অন্তর্ধান হওয়ার সঙ্গে সঙ্গে সমস্ত গোপীগণ তাদের রাস আর করতে পারেন না। কৃষ্ণ সেখানে রাধারানীকে পুনঃপ্রকাশ করলেন, আবার তার সন্তোষ বিধান করে পুনরায় রাস করলেন। এখানে সব থেকে তিনি রাধারানীকে শ্রেষ্ঠতা দিয়ে ঘোষণা করেছেন। সমস্ত শক্তি গোলাপরমিণী প্রাগ বৈভব কায়ুব স্বরূপিণী অন্যান্য গোপিকাগণ সমস্ত বিষ্ণুতত্ত্বে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুর সাথেও তিনি সর্বত্র গদাধর রূপে ইত্যাদি তিনি জানকী রূপে তিনি সত্যভাবা রূপে সর্বত্র তিনি বিদ্যমান আছেন। তিনি কৃষ্ণচন্দ্রের সেবায় নিজেকে পূর্ণরূপে সমর্পিত করেছেন। আজ এই পর্যন্ত আমি রাখি এই বলে।
Bhava Sundar. Now, Shyam Rani will speak something.
Oma Jnanam Chaksuram Vinitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Namaha. First, I offer my humble obeisances and address to the Lotus Feet for my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev, Vijayalila Pratishtha Om Vishnu Pai, as poetess of the Sri Srimashtra Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the Lotus Feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pai, as poetess of the Sri Srimashtra Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj, to all of our disciples in session and all the assembled devotees. Please excuse me, I don't know anything about Radhikantha or Radhikun. I can only give a combination of some thousands of syllables combined together. I pray that some mercy comes, that at least I can come to the level of a parrot and repeat the words exactly without deviating. And then I pray that real mercy comes, that the fact of Radhakund and Radhakund come in my heart so that it can come out and help others. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about Radhatattva and Radhamahima, which here is Radhakund. In Tattva, Srimati Radhika is Krishna's Parashakti. As Krishna is Advaita Gyan Paritattva, the supreme, one without a second, absolute truth, so Srimati Radhika is Parashakti. She is the supreme, complete, intrinsic power of Krishna. Krishna is the complete powerful, and she is the complete power. Shakti Shakti Mateyor Abheda, it states in Brahma Sutra. So, as Krishna's complete, all-accommodating, achintya shakti, or inconceivable power, although that supreme Advaita Gyan Paritattva is one, by his desire, as service to him, she manifests his four features. That is, that swabhavi achintya shakti, Srimati Radhika, manifests Krishna's own swarup, its original form as Nandanandana Shyam Sundar. She also manifests his Tadrup Vaibhava, that is, all of his abodes, all of his associates, his mother, his father, his peacocks, all of his associates, his pastimes, and his manifestations like Lord Narayan and other manifestations and incarnations. She also manifests as the Jiva, as the Tattvastha Shakti, and as Pradhan, as the complete unmanifested material energy. As Sri Pad Puri Maharaj mentioned, that Parashakti, complete power of Krishna, then manifests, although Parashakti Vivadaya Shriyate, there is unlimited features and manifestations of that complete Shakti Srimadhyayaka, but it's manifest in three principal ways, as the internal spiritual potency, as the marginal potency of living entities, innumerable living entities, and as this phantasmagoria. In manifesting Krishna's features, his original feature is like the sun planet, the Surya Mandala. And in manifesting his abodes, his pastimes, his associates, this is like the effulgence just around the sun. And then the sun particles are compared with the jiva, and the reflected light of the sun. And all of Vrindavan, by Rus as well. There's a very beautiful pastime poetry by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his Sri Stavali called Sri Radha Krishna Ochala Kushamakeli, or Radha and Krishna's Flower Pastime. There, Radha and Krishna and the gopis are arguing, whose Vrindavan is it? So Vrinda says that actually, because Krishna's chastising, that Radharani is stealing all of his flowers. So Vrinda Devi says that actually, all of Vrindavan is nothing but a reflection of Srimati Radhika. Her beautiful, restless eyes defeat millions of beautiful deer with their restless eyes. And her lotus-like eyes, the shape and beauty of her lotus-like eyes, defeat millions of beautiful lotuses. Her golden complexion is worshipped by all golden mountains. Then first she's saying that Vrindavan is a reflection of Radharani, and then she says actually Vrindavan is non-different, is identical to Radharani. The beauty and the effulgence of Vrindavan, the lotuses in Vrindavan, the champa flowers are identical with the complexion of Srimati Radhika. The kunda flowers are as beautiful as the teeth of Srimati Radhika. So Krishna said, I think that by saying that Radharani is identical with Vrindavan, and she's manifested Vrindavan, because I say that Vrindavan is mine, she must be trying to give Radharani to me. But how can she be mine? She's the wife of another. Unless she approaches me of her own accord, how can she be mine? But actually, you say that she's identical with Vrindavan, but this is not true. What she's done is she's stolen the beauty of my Vrindavan. In this way, Krishna is indirectly glorifying Srimati Radhika and her beauty as being the source of all beauty of Vrindavan. He said that she stole the beauty of the lotuses, the beauty of the restlessness of the eyes of the deer, and now everything else is pale and wilted, and and how she's become more glorious. Just like Srimati Radhika in Gopi Geet, in glorifying Krishna, jokingly criticizes, saying that his eyes are now so beautiful and splendid because they've stolen the beauty and splendor of the lotus flower deep in the midst of the pines. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, also in his Stavavali, his Vilapati Spanjali, he prays to Radhakund in this way. Yada kavasarodham sara supringa sangolasat sarodham kalochalam maduravari sampuritam sputat sarasijatse enane yumar shakshagubam tudaiva mamalala sajani. He prays that when my eyes got the mercy of the glimpse of Sri Radhakund, which is full of sweet water, beautiful fountains of lotus flowers, and buzzing bees, surrounded by buzzing bees. At that time, when my two eyes got that mercy, I desired to taste the nectar of her service. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in Vilapati Manjali goes in and out from inner consciousness under the sock to halfway of the Vairi sock to external consciousness where he's feeling intense separation from Radhika and Radhakund and their pastimes. So in the previous verse, verse 14, he had just been seeing Sri Krishna painting the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and even putting the stain on her feet, making a design out of that because his hands were trembling by touching her lotus feet. And then he was desiring that Nama Nami are one. Myself and my name are not different. So if I put my name in Radharani's feet and paint my name with red altar, then I eternally remain there. So Radharani told him, "You cannot paint, O Bal painter, O Neophyte painter." She saw him trembling, and then he couldn't paint very nicely. For you can imagine, if Krishna is trembling, the Supreme Lord of innumerable universes, who's part of a part of a part of a part, he's in and out of innumerable universes. If he's painting right around his feet, and his heart is trembling, and his hand is trembling, what beautiful art that will be. So Radharani indicated to Rati Manjari that he doesn't know how to paint. You take the paintbrush. So Rati Manjari, when it's Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manjari form, she took the, grabbed the paintbrush from Krishna and was just about to paint Radharani's feet herself when all of a sudden everything disappeared. And then she began again, he began again, rolling and wailing and weeping on the bank of Radhakund. And now the vision comes of Radhakund. And he sees, just as the devotees and Srila Gurudev described yesterday, from Sri Govinda Lilamrita and Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita, this scene is witnessed by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He sees so many thousands of lotus flowers surrounded by buzzing honey bees. And these bees are searching, he says, for honey. They're searching for rust. So he's remembering that the gopis are telling Krishna, when Krishna went to Mathura, that the bees, and this is reminded at Radhakund because the bees are humming around the lotus flowers at Radhakund, that the bees become so intoxicated that they lose all their discrimination on what's a fragrant and beautiful flower and what's an not fragrant flower. So Raghunath Das Goswami, by seeing Radhakund is thinking of the gopis, remembering Krishna having gone to Mathura, that now you've lost all your discrimination, having become maddened by tasting the nectar of Srimati Radhika and the gopis. Now you're sitting on the flower of Pooja. So he's hearing the peacocks, the hey goha, hey goha, the peacocks and the bee hens, and the gopigas and gopigis, the cuckoos, cooing, singing in the seventh note. And they're cooing, the cooing of the pigeons, sounding just like the blowing of the conch shell accommodate, and is praying, O Srimati Radharani, please, O Garakund, please reveal your Swarup to me. And then when the Swarup of Radharani is revealed, not what we see, this is Drishtaman, that is, we see nothing. We see some water, some withered flowers. But Srila Raghunandas Goswami is teaching us how to pray. Please reveal your Swarup as it is. And then when that Swarup is revealed, he has an unlimited desire to render all varieties of services to Srimati Radhika. He sees the Jaldeva Leela, the splashing pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis in her kund. He sees Krishna speaking to the gopis how Radhakund is Radharani herself. He sees the ray of Srimati Radhika, which is just like a swarm of dancing bumblebees. And then he said, those bumblebees in Radhakund, they are your rays. And then he sees the restless, fish-like eyes of Srimati Radhika, and said that all these fish in Radhakund are not different from the eyes of Radhika. And her very sweet and soft smile, which made foam wave-like, which is full of foam-like waves of sweetness. These are like the waves of Radhakund, which is not waves in water, but which is the sweetness of Srimati Radhika's smile. And when the water of Krishnakund goes over Shavakund, goes over to the water of Radhakund, then Krishna says, I feel like I'm embracing Srimati Radhika. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching us how to sing and how to pray and how to read. I ask Gurudeva, all the services that you've given me, my chanting and praying isn't so good, it's stopping. So he said, no, you have to take the time, just like I do, to chant and to weep and pray that the diamond, ruby platforms of Radhakund and all the beautiful trees with the hanging ropes and the swings and the trees are so full of big long branches that the sun can't come and make it too hot for them. Seeing the peacocks and the parrots, as Sripad Puri mentioned, Puri Bhatt Maharaj mentioned, they're debating who is greater, Radha or Krishna. So we pray that the real Swarup of Sri Radhakund will manifest in our heart, and the pure desire to serve Srimati Radhika as a Padyadasa. And we wouldn't even know anything about this, about Radhakund or about becoming Radharani's servant, if it wasn't for Radharani's maidservant, Srila Gurudeva. When I first met him, he said to me, you are praying to Krishna. But if you become maidservant of Srimati Radhika, then Krishna will pursue you. Just like Radha, one last thing. Radha and Krishna and the gopis are splashing in Radhakund, and Radhi Manjari sees that Krishna has thrown so much water on Radharani that she's rubbing her eyes and abusing Krishna. So Radhi Manjari starts splashing water at Krishna to retaliate, and all of a sudden, everything disappears. The kund disappears, Radharani, the water, and everything. And then she's rolling on the ground and weeping and teaching us to weep. Poor thing.
Come here. Come.
Om Agyanati Radhasya Ganantaram Shalakam Shachru Umbhishvam Deva Tasman Shri Yudhari Namaha Vantikalpatimunistam Prifasimdevitam Patidanam Padmeyo Vaishnavayam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Govardhana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Sri Prabhupada has ordered us to speak on Sri Radha Tattvam. So, I will speak quite briefly and simply, because I cannot go as high as you said before, please know, do I have the brain power? So, I will just take the relevance of the devotees who spoke against me today. Srimad Puri Maharaj, he has started also with the verse Maharaj Shakti, you can either shoot it. So, Bhavi Kiyana, Bhavi Kiyana. Then, Lord has Maharaj Shakti, you can either shoot it, multifarious energies. And of these multifarious energies, then it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ananda Seva Dini. Saram say san tijini, chidam say samdi jarigyan kohin kohin. That these energies of Swarup Shakti, they can be distinguished as ananda, ananda, ananda say ladini. And the ladini potency, the pleasure potency of the Lord. Saram say sandini, that the existence potency of the Lord, and Chidam say Sandit, Sandit Shakti, the knowledge potency. So, of the pleasure potency, then it's explained Radha Krishna Panadri Kti Ladin Shakti Asma, Ekatmana Bhakti Kuti Kuram Deham, Vedam Shoto. That Srimati Radhika, who is the translation of the Ladini Shakti, that the Lord, His Ladini Shakti, is said to have two features, works and amours, one with form and without form. When that Ladini Shakti is reposed within the Lord, then that Ladini Shakti, that Panoi, this is amours. And when that Ladini Shakti is manifests a form, then that Ladini Shakti manifests Srimati Radhika, Radha Krishna Panoi Prakriti. That when the love of Krishna it manifests, then this is Srimati Radharani. Ekatmanavati Rubi Kuravdeham Vedam Putam. That Radha and Krishna, that they are Eka Atma, one Atma, Api Rubi Kuravdeham Vedam Putam. But for the purpose of Ras, for the purpose of their transcendental pleasure, then eternally they manifest two forms. So Srila Prabhupada explained that one that Krishna was in Bhaktivat. And there in Bhaktivat, he was designed Ras, Lass. And manifesting from his left side was the most beautiful Kishori. And with great love, Rad, Anurad, then she's running towards Krishna, Davati, and she's calling. So that person who's calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna with great love while running towards him, Srimati Radhika. So Srila Jiva Goswami, he's explained this Radha Tattva in a very, very interesting way, taking from Sri Brahma Samhita. He's quoted the in his commentary on the 37th verse. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhava Tavya Tavya Ega Chirupataya Tavya Goloka Ega Chirupasati Akilapa Bhuto Govinda Madhya Kusha Kama Kamsa. He's explained that when there's meeting of Ananda and Chit, that Ananda, Ladini Shakti, the personification, Srimati Radhika, and Chit, Sambhit Shakti, the predominant deity of Chit Shakti is Krishna. So when there's Ananda Moya, Ananda Chinmoya Ras, when there's this meeting of Rasas, Pratibhavita. So he's explained that Bhavita, the word Bhavita, it means to infuse or to inspire or to permeate from head to toe. But in this word Pratibhavita, then he uses the prefix prati. And this prati means that it's having a reverse action or reciprocation. That he gives the example of Prati Upakrita Sana. Prati Upakrita Sana. Then, just like somebody, they want to do some welfare work. And then they open a dispensary and they're giving out some medicine. So, in the same way, Krishna, he's a Dvaidya Paratattva. He's one. But he's manifesting praying on all different levels. And he's manifesting through the body of Srimati Radhika. But though Srimati Radhika and Krishna are one, and she's manifested from him, but now he, being the person who's manifested this praying, or this shop of praying, or this mind of praying, but now he himself, he's running as a beggar, crying for this praying. So he says, Ananda Chinmoy Rasapati Bhavi Tavya, that Krishna, that though he's Rasa Vaisaha, he's Rasi Shekhar, but now he's running. My spiritual master, Srila Gaurav Goswami Maharaj, he's explained in a very, very nice pastime that once there was to be a meeting between Radha and Krishna. And Srimati Radhika, she was waiting in the kunj. And the time had passed, and she was waiting and waiting and waiting. But Krishna, he did not come. Then Lalita, she met one of the sakis of Chandravali, Soya. And Soya said, Oh Lalita, do you know where Krishna is? He's in my sakis kunj. Lalita, she went, and immediately she told Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika, she developed so much man, said that black cheetah, I don't want to see anything black. Cover my head, cover my eyebrows, nothing black. Then, after some time, Krishna, he starts to come and comes to Kunja Srimati Radhika. He meets Lalita there, and he says, oh, I know that Radhika, that she's undergoing great pain of separation. That, but if I meet her, then definitely her separation will be gone. Immediately Lalita, she became so angry. She said, how dare you? You think that my Pranasaki, that she will have to cry for you? No, you will have to cry for her. And immediately, she kicked him out. Krishna, he went to the banks of Yamuna, and there he was crying and crying and crying. Then, by arrangement, Purnamasi, she came, and she said, oh, I know why you're undergoing so much pain. And she begged for Vrindadevi to come. Vrindadevi saw Krishna in this position, and she said, I can solve your problem. But first, you have to give up your threefold deadly form. You have to give up your very beautiful black curly hair. You have to give up your peacock feather. And definitely, that which is bewitching, tantalizing, and stealing the hearts of the gopis, you have to give up your dreams. Immediately, Krishna gave up. He gave up Tribhuvana Lipu. He gave up the flute. He gave up his curly hair. And now, he manifested very beautiful form, shaved head, with sannyas cloth. And then, Vrindavan, she taught him one song and gave him one instrument. And this song, that that Radhika, that she's crying for Krishna, but now that Kanu, he's crying from grove to grove, place to place, and he's crying and crying and crying and crying for Srimati Radhika. And then he went and started to play his instrument and he went to the grove of Srimati Radhika. There Lalita Vishaka, they heard this very, very beautiful song coming in a very, very sweet way into their ears. And they said, oh Sannyasi Thakur, where did you learn this very beautiful song? Sannyasi said, I learned from my Guru Vrindavike. Said, oh, so you're Sannyasi Thakur. Can you tell fortune? Said, yes, I can tell. Said, can you tell the fortune of Goswami? Oh, definitely. then they went to the inner point, and then they walked up. But now, Srimati Radhika, her veil was covering her head, and then they presented her hand to Sannyasi Thakur. Sannyasi Thakur said, "Oh, I did not touch her hand of this lady." They said, "Why are you tell a fortune?" Said, "Oh, I would have to read the lines of her forehead." Said, "Oh, but our Swami, she never shows her face to any Purush, to any man." He said, "What do you think? You think that I'm some ordinary man? I'm a sannyasi. I give up all of this. But this is not for us." Because you see, that when sannyasis are our level, then we go and we live that with ladies. Then what happens? Accident. But Krishna, he said, "Oh, I am not only sannyasi." So then, by and by, then they lifted the veil from the face of Srimati Radhika. And then lifting the veil from the face of Srimati Radhika, then the eyes of Radha and Krishna, they met. And Krishna, who's crying and crying and crying for love of Srimati Radhika, now he gave up his form of sannyasi, and then he assumed his Sri Bhagavati form, and there, there's very, very sweet meeting. Then Krishna, he's always crying for Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika, she's Mahabhagavatami. That, it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that whatever desire that Krishna has to fulfill, that all these desires are automatically fulfilled by Srimati Radhika. That to have to enjoy and that grasp to reach more and more exalted states, then it cannot reach more and more exalted states without many gopis being there. So another boy, another Shimoy Rasa Prabhupada in Guru, that she manifests from her body, Kaili Guru. Sakis, Lalita, Vishaka, Tundavidya, so many Sakis, to increase the exaltation of Ras. And in this way, she is manifesting praying on all platforms. That the praying which is there within the main servants of Vrindavan, that this praying, this is coming from Srimati Radhika. The praying which is there within the heart of Nandabhava, Mother Yashoda, all those in Vatsalibhava, this praying is coming from Srimati Radhika. The praying which is there within the queens of Dwarka, within the residents of Vaikuntha, this is coming from Srimati Radhika. And for the living entities who are conditioned in this material world, then the most minute aspect, atomic aspect or molecule of that praying coming from Srimati Radhika, then that manifests in this world as Shraddha, pragmatic Shraddha. Shraddha Shraddha Vishas Kage, Subhila is joy. In this way, Srimati Radhika, she is fulfilling all the desires of Krishna, especially Prem Vilas, and she is bringing countless souls into the association to serve Krishna with love and affection.
Very long,
I did not think of this past time only.
No,
what's the matter?
I want that you should discuss tattva. And oh, very long history.
Aapne kuch radha tattva sambandhe bolben? Tirandi Maharaj.
No long history.
Only 15 minutes, I suppose.
Guru Gauri Gaurachandraya, Arikaya Tara, Krishna, Krishna, Vakarita, Vakarita, Maha. Now,
so, Srila Gurudev is asking to speak something briefly on Radha Tattva. Radha Thakur is so extraordinarily high, I am utterly unqualified to speak on this topic, but I will say some words that I have heard and try and repeat like a parrot some of the tantra, and perhaps one day by Srila Gurudev's mercy I will understand something of this tantra. So it's stated very clearly that Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti Man, Dvainasta Veda Vai Shastra Praman. That Radha, and Radha is the Shakti, Krishna Shakti Man. There is no difference, ultimately, it's described. They're non-different, just as heat and fire are non-different, or musk and its scent is non-different. So this is the understanding of Radha and Krishna, as we've heard this evening. Srimati Radharani manifested from Krishna's left side for vilas, for amorous pastimes, for Krishna to experience very wonderful exchanges of rasa. So who is Radha? Gurudev is asking for tattva. So, Devi Krishna Mayi Bhakta Radhika Maladevata. This is who is Srimati Radhika. She is the counterpart of Krishna. She is the central figure in all the Lakshmis. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samani Pra. This is who is Srimati Radhika. She is the center figure of all the goddesses of fortune. But to understand Krishna's Swarup, Swarup, Krishna's own form, we can only understand this through the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has descended at this time to give us a picture, an understanding of the glory of Srimati Radhika. Radha Krishna Pradaya Vipatya Hadini Shakti Asman Eka. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Kadini Shakti Asma Ekatmana Ati Govi Guru. So this is describing the oneness of Radha. And this is Krishna's internal potency. Radha Bharati Sivarita Naomi Krishna Sarupa. This is the nature of Radha. And furthermore, in the sixth verse of Adilila, Krishna's Kaviraj is very clearly describing the glory of Radha. Radha Shiradaya Pranaya Mahima Kibri Shobhanaya. What is the glory of Radha? The glory of Radha is that she is Krishna is all spiritual truth and joy. But Krishna becomes mad for Radha. And Krishna is all supreme strength and power. But Radha defeats Krishna. Krishna is the supreme dancer. But Radha is his guru in dancing. So these aspects are the glories of Radha. Krishna is the repository of all contradiction. And Radha also, she mirrors that contradiction. So this glory, Mahima, of Radha is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then Svadhyena Madhurima Kibrishobhanada. This Madhurima, Svadhyena Bhuta Madhurima Kibrishobhanada. Madhya. So the great qualities that only Radha is aware of in Krishna are exemplified in the acts of Radha. Srimati Radharani, just for example, as a mother, is aware of the extraordinary qualities of her child. Similarly, Krishna, Radha, through her supreme love and affection for Krishna, she is aware of Krishna's great qualities. Krishna, once he saw his reflection in a mirrored column of jewels, and he was astonished by his own beauty, but he couldn't taste that beauty. But when Srimati Radharani manifests, then Krishna can taste this beauty. Srila Gurudev has described very simply an example. Say a man has a music shop, and he has many musical instruments, but he can't play any of those instruments. But he has a friend who can play all of those instruments. So similarly, Krishna, he is the repository of all ras, but the taste of that ras can only manifest when he's in the company of Srimati Radharani. And then there is the sweetness that Radharani experiences by tasting Krishna's love, which is millions and millions of times greater than Krishna himself tastes. So Krishna, he tastes the bhava anhati, that bhava dhyas samajni, sachikaro sindhu marudu. He takes the bhava anhati of Srimati Radhika and manifests as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just simply 500 years ago. So this example shown by the life and teachings of Mahaprabhu is giving us an understanding of who is Srimati Radharani, what is her greatness, what is her sweetness, and what is her glory. So this is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the happiness that she's experiencing is also exemplified when Krishna, he praises the yogis, when he comes back, So he's describing here how he is so indebted to the gopis, how not even in the lifetime of Lord Brahma can he repay the gopis for their affection and their surrender to him. So in this way, Krishna is glorifying the gopis, and above all gopis is Srimati Radhika, as Bhutapad Puri Maharaj was describing. That Radhika, she is the one who Krishna left the Rasa-lila with and went to a secluded place. And only Radhika is that focus or that highest aspect of Krishna's affection. So these are just some words that I'm repeating. I hope that one day something of this type will manifest in my heart and I will be able to understand this very sublime and astonishing, sweet tantra.
You. In 10 minutes. Only
10 minutes. I would speak my 2 cents words. Krishna is a transcendental autocrat. In the spiritual world, it's not a democracy, it's an autocracy. It means absoluteness in the word of Shiva Shiva Maharaj by itself and for itself. In other words, everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure. He is Rasik Shekhar. But Krishna is eternally a couple. Krishna is eternally a couple. He's eternally he and she. In other words, he has divided himself in two forms, as himself and Srimati Radhika, in order to test Ras. Because he wants to enjoy Ras, because he wants Lila Ashoda, he wants to test the pleasure of Lila, he has divided himself in two parts, one as the enjoyer, one as the enjoyed. So Srimati Radhika, she's not less absolute than Sri Krishna. She's identical with him. At the same time, she's distinct from him. She's eternally distinct from him. She had all knowledge to say, once there is unity and duality, so duality is stress. Just like we say, the Jiva and Krishna are one and different. But we stress the difference, the duality. In the same way, Radha and Krishna are one, and they are different. And we stress the difference. This is because if we mix Rasa Tattva and Tattva Rasa Vichar and Tattva Vichar, then we don't get anywhere. Usually we make both. We say, oh, Radha and Krishna are one. That's the Siddhanta. But I believe, and I think Sri Gurudev will agree with me, if you tell Sri Raghunatha Goswami, who is lamenting, you are Pusumanjali, that that, oh, if Krishna is alone and is calling me, now I will not go. But if Radha and Krishna are together, without any invitation, I will run towards her. But if she said, but no, no, Radha and Krishna are one, as if he would take a stick and chase after you. Because this Swami is Radhika. Srila Bhakti Sananda Sarasvati, when he was visiting Radhakund, he was remarking, all those people, all those pilgrims which are here, they pay some attention to Srimati Radhika because she has a connection with Krishna. Actually, we do the reverse. We pay attention to Krishna because he has a connection with Radhika. Because Radhika is our Swami. This is the Vaishishtya, the speciality of our line. And he even said, if by chance there would be a long-lasting conflict between Radha and Krishna, then the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya would turn their back on Krishna and follow Radhika exclusively. That is the speciality. So they eternally one, but they are listening for Lila Ashwana. And she has the speciality of Vanyava. We heard that the two groups of Gopi on his election, Bhava means submissive, Shankarari, oh Krishna, I am yours. But Srimati Radhika, she wants to please Krishna in another way. She is of Vanyava. In other words, she's playing hard to get. We have the reflection here in this world. We see some young youth intoxicated with her youthful pride. She's playing very proud with the boys. And what happens, the boys are more attracted to her. So this is a reflection of what's happening in the spiritual world. Vanya means, instead of giving to Krishna, giving in, no? Then she listens to her Siksha Guru Lalita and says, don't give in so easily. When Krishna comes, turn it back to him. Don't give in. Because this is more attractive to Krishna. No. It's harder. Playing hard to get is the way to get the person that you want. So, because Srimati Radhika, she wants to please Krishna, she knows this is what pleases him most. Therefore, she adopts this attitude. In Prema Samput, for instance, when Krishna is trying to disguise as an heavenly goddess, he's trying to tell Radhika that, oh, but your Krishna actually doesn't know how to love. He's a lusty fellow. This is a fact. And she wants to hear actually Radhika glorifying and expressing her love. So, in fact, all kind of tricks, he's trying to make her say, oh, you're right, actually, Krishna is not really a good lover. And Srimati Radhika said, yes, I know, many times it comes to my mind, but what can I do? I know, it's not my pride. I know that I'm the only one to satisfy him. Even when he's coming from some other kunj with the traces of enjoyment with some other lover, I chastise him, not for me, only for him, because I know he cannot be satisfied by anyone but me. So when I see that he's going somewhere else, I know he's not going to be satisfied. He's going to come in the morning full of remorse and all kinds of phony excuses like that. I know he's dissatisfied, therefore for him, for his sake, I'm playing isn't like this. I know it is not my fault, it's not a question of pride, it's only my good fortune. I know I'm the only one who can please him. Therefore, I'm behaving in such a way. And we can see in Srimati Radhika's dictionary, in her book, there's no other word but how to satisfy Krishna. She would go at any length to satisfy him. We read, for instance, at the very end of Shikshastakam, and that's the very end also of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's one of the last verses. She expresses that, oh, even if Krishna in front of me enjoys with some other girl, that's alright, let him be happy. And this one is personified as Srila Rupa Goswami. That's what we are following in his footsteps, that's what we are in the Rupa Rupa Sampradaya, because that is his mood. Sacrifice to the utmost. Srila Maharaj says, Srimati Radhika, she's the greatest victim of Krishna's consuming potency, consuming power. Krishna has a thirst to enjoy, which is so high, and only Srimati Radhika, she can fulfill that enjoyment. In order to do that, she's taking all these different forms, as Pujapati Puri Maharaj and also Ashram Maharaj was saying, without many lovers, without many kandas, grass is not flowing. And in the spiritual world, there's only one word, only one mantra, let the grass flow for Krishna's pleasure, let the grass flow for Krishna's pleasure. So she's taking so many forms. And among millions of gopis, she has 60 different types of moods. Her mood stands at the highest. She's taking all those different forms, in different feminine moods and gestures and mentality, she will please Krishna in so many ways. Now, another point I wanted to make that also she wants so much to please Krishna that when she was in Vrindavan, she always wanted to be alone with Krishna. She was thinking, if only I was a boy, I could always be with Krishna and please him. Now, she could not fulfill this desire in Krishna Lila. But in Gauranga, she came as Gadadhar Pandit. And now, sporting as a male ascetic, she could accompany him everywhere for his mood, for his sake, for his pleasure. She knew he wants to enjoy his three types of desire. Now, I have to come and help him to test those desires. Therefore, she came as Gadadhar Pandit. And in the pretext of giving some Bhagavatam class in the garden of Totagopina, what was she doing? She was expressing, was teaching him, oh, this Lila, this is the way I tested it, this is my side of the Lila. Because in the Bhagavatam, we hear only Krishna's side, we don't hear Radhika's side. Now, as Gadadhar Pandit, she's so confident in the class in Bhagavatam, she's telling him, this is the way I feel, and this is the way you can come to that feeling that you want so much to experience. You want to test that sweetness, this is the way to do it. So she's doing like this. Also, he said that Krishna's karunya, his mercy, is topmost. But for all his qualities, his mercy is reigning supreme. Now, Srimati Radhika, she's expressing her mercy. I was thinking like that the other day, I'm really was speaking about the glories of Diviraj. That she said, when Krishna expressed the desire, I will come on this earth, please come with me. She said, I cannot go if there's no Jamuna, I cannot go if there's no Govardhan. So she also brought Govardhan here. Now, Govardhan is coming from her heart. And she's Akanda Bhakti. She's the source of service. Even the desire to serve comes from her. So in order to give us a chance to pray for service, she has come, she has brought Giriraj. And we can pray to Giriraj under Buddha's guidance. Oh Giriraj, please give me a service of Srimati Radhika. So there is a place where a plane where the natural propensity of love of the soul, cannabis, a wholesome manifestation. And Srila Gurudev is training us and inviting us to come to that plane. It is said, who was that devotee singing with the Bipara? Thank you, Prabhupada, to have brought your dear friend to the West. We know it's not right, it's best. So, the spiritual master, Srila Gurudev, is the most favored of Srimati Radhika. And without getting the favor of the most favored, we cannot approach her. So we can only beg the Lord's feet of Srila Gurudev that he will give us some inspiration and some drops of mercy that one day, under his expert guidance, we can approach this highest of gold, Kaya Nasipa.
Turn down. सब लोगों ने राधा तत्व के ऊपर में बहुत ही सुंदर अभिव्यक्ति की बोला उन लोगों ने। उनको और समय दिया जाने से तो और भी न जाने कितना बोलते, किंतु मैंने घंटी बजा बजा कर उनको रोका। बहुत कुछ बोल सकते हैं और बहुत कुछ बोलने के लिए है, किंतु संक्षेप में यही समझो, कृष्ण परतत्व है और पूर्ण शक्तिमान है, राधा जी पूर्ण शक्ति प्रेम प्रयोजन है। कौन सा प्रेम प्रयोजन है? राधिका जी का प्रति कृष्ण का प्रेम, न कृष्ण का राधा जी के प्रति प्रेम। यहां पर वजन करने में, तौलने में राधा जी का प्रेम बहुत ऊंचा है कृष्ण के प्रेम से। कृष्ण की बिना इच्छा के एक पत्ता भी हिल नहीं सकता। इसलिए जो कुछ इस जगत में हम देखते हैं वो कृष्ण की इच्छा से ही होता है। किंतु एक बात इसमें भी है, बिना राधा जी के कृष्ण कुछ भी नहीं कर सकते। जो कुछ भी करते हैं उनकी इच्छा तो होती है किंतु शक्ति उसको पूर्ण करती है। इसलिए एक दृष्टि से देखने से कृष्ण परतत्व है, उसकी सीमा है, और दूसरी तरफ शक्ति की चरम सीमा राधा जी है। राधा जी का प्रेम सर्वोत्तम है, सर्वश्रेष्ठ है, यह बात ठीक है, किंतु जीवों के लिए ये प्राप्य नहीं है। यहां तक कि राधिका जी के भाव की तो बात ही क्या, ललिता विशाखा इत्यादि जो सखियां हैं उनके भावों को भी जीव नहीं प्राप्त कर सकता। क्या प्राप्त कर सकता है? उनकी नित्य दासी जो किंकरियां मंजरियां हैं उन्हीं के भाव को जीव प्राप्त कर सकता है। इसी में जीव का अधिकार है। और भी कृष्ण परतत्व है किंतु उनके लिए प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती क्या कहते हैं, बेरु करान लिपतित स्खलितम शिखंडम भ्रष्टं च पीत वसनम प्रजराज सोनु जस्या कटाक्ष सर्वात विमुच्यते न तं राधिका परिचरामि कदा रसेन। कृष्ण के हाथों से बेण गिर जाती है, मयूर मुकुट नीचे गिर जाता है, जिनके कटाक्ष से वो मूर्छित हो जाते हैं कृष्ण, उन राधा जी की हम कम रसपूर्वक सेवा प्राप्त करेंगे। कृष्ण की सेवा के लिए नहीं कह रहे, कृष्ण के लिए क्यों नहीं कह रहे, इसका कारण भी है। हमको चाहिए प्रेम सेवा किसकी, कृष्ण की, यही परमाराध्यतम वस्तु है। किंतु ये कैसे प्राप्त होगी, बिना राधिका जी के कृपा के नहीं हो सकती है। इसलिए और भी कहते हैं कृष्ण की सेवा नहीं मांगते, जबकि करी सुबह खलु काकवाणी नित्यम परस्य पुरुष शिखंड बहुत जस्या कदा रश्मि दे विषभान जाया तत्के निकुंज भवनांगन मर्जवेश। जिनकी राधा जी की तो बात ही छोड़ो, राधा जी की किंकरियां कुंज के द्वार पर खड़ी होकर के कृष्ण को कहते हैं कि लौट जाओ, हमारी सखी का दर्शन नहीं तुमको मिलेगा, और वे पहिया पड़ते हैं बार बार। कौन? ओ भगवान भगवत्ता की चूड़ा चूड़ामणि सर्वश्रेष्ठ सीमा कृष्ण, सर्वशक्तिमान सर्व ऐश्वर्य जो, और उन गोपियों की चरणों में ऐसे राधिका जी के कुंजों की झाड़ू देने वाली एक सलाका भी हमारा हो जाए के रूप में जन्म हमारा जीवन। और भी एक बात, कृष्ण को देखकर या कृष्ण के विरह में राधा जी की कैसी दशा होती है, अष्ट सात्विक विकारों के सबसे बड़े प्रदीप अवस्था में ये सब स्थितियां दिख पड़ती हैं। चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने अपने जीवन में कुछ दिखलाया, कृष्ण ने ही दिखलाया राधा जी का भाव। ये राधा या प्रणय महिमा जो कहा गया है किस लिए, इसका उद्देश्य कहने का क्या था? कृष्ण की इच्छा पूरी नहीं, बात तो ठीक है, और तीन इच्छाएं थी पूरी नहीं हुई, पूरा करने के लिए आए। तात्पर्य यह है राधा जी की, राधा जी के प्रेम की सीमा को दिखलाने के लिए ही ऐसा। यदि महाप्रभु नहीं आते, कृष्ण नहीं आते राधा जी का भाव लेकर के, तो कृष्ण की इतनी महिमा है ये भी कोई नहीं जानता। माधुर्य किसमें है, कौन आस्वादन कर रहा, राधा जी। आस्वादन कर रही है कृष्ण का, तो बड़ा किसकी मधुरमा किसकी है? कृष्ण की हुई। इसलिए विचार करने में जब भगवत्ता की दृष्टि से विचार करते हैं
तो कृष्ण बड़े मधुर,
और प्रेम की जब प्रेम की दृष्टि से विचार करते हैं
तो राधा जी की सीमा बहुत ऊंची हो जाती है।
दोनों किंतु एक ही है, दो नहीं है, एक आत्मा, एक आत्मा ना, एक आत्मा ना, एक बस। आस्वादन करने के लिए कौन आस्वादन करेगा? कृष्ण आस्वादन करेंगे और राधा जी आस्वादन करेंगे, शक्तिमान भी करेंगे, शक्ति भी करेंगे, दोनों आस्वादन करेंगे। और आस्वादन में कौन बड़ा है ये भी कहना कठिन है। राधा जी के विग्रह में सुनते हैं राधा चिंता निवेश जस्य कांति विलोपिता, उनकी कांति भी विलुप्त हो गई, कृष्ण ही नहीं रहे, राधा जी ही हो गए उनकी चिंता करते कर। और राधा जी उनकी अद्भुत दशा और भी अद्भुत, इसलिए दोनों एक ही हैं। रसास्वादन के लिए कृष्ण ही राधिका जी है, राधिका जी ही कृष्ण है, इस प्रकार से कह करके दोनों की करुणा के लिए हम प्रार्थना करते हैं। आप सभी लोग आज के दिन में आप सभी लोगों पर राधा और कृष्ण हम लोगों पर कृपा करें, जब के प्रेम के एक अणु अंश को भी हम समझ सके पाना तो बहुत दूर की बात है। गौ प्रेमानंदे
even though there are so many speakers who can speak so much, and even though so much has been said, there is so much more that could be said, but time is limited. The Buddha has given the essence. Therefore, if you look according to Tathagata, then Sri Krishna, he is Paratattva, the absolute truth. He is Sarva-Shaktiman, possessed of unlimited powers and potencies. And what is our prem? What is our prayojan? What is our ultimate goal? Prem is our prayojan. But which type of prema? The prema that Krishna has towards Srimati Radhika, or the prema that Srimati Radhika has towards Sri Krishna? Which is our goal? If we look in a neutral way, then we can say Sri Radharani's prem towards Krishna is much greater. If we look in this world, then we see that even though everything is going on by the desire of the Supreme Lord, still, without his potency, he cannot even turn over a leaf. Therefore, Srimati Radhika, she is that very potency of Sri Krishna. And it is that potency which enables Krishna to fulfill his desires. Therefore, Sri Krishna is the absolute truth. There is nothing superior to him. He is the last limit of Bhagavad Gita. And in the same way, Srimati Radhika, she is also the last limit of Shakti Tattva, or Energy Tattva. Therefore, Srimati Radhika's prem is the topmost. But the prem in the heart of Srimati Radhika is impossible for the jiva. The jiva has no qualification for that. What to speak of Srimati Radhika, the jiva cannot even possess the prem of Radhika's kaipua, like Sri Lalita and Sri Vasaka. Then what is available for the jiva? The jiva has the qualification to be called the servantship of Srimati Radhika, King Kuri Bhav, and none more. Therefore, Sri Krishna is the path, Sri Krishna is the absolute truth. But seeing Srimati Radhika, what happens? Vedukara Vipatam Skalatam Sikas Skalatam Sikam Nikurasta Chipita Vasanam Vajaradi Samara Yasarta Tatsasa Vibhujitasya Kantaya Eva Jamuna Jamunis. Srimati Radhika is so influential that Sri Krishna, he puts his flute at her feet. He puts his flute at her feet. because she's become the field of Srimati Radhika. And her sidelong glance is so powerful. Yasya. Her glance is like thousands of arrows which pierce Krishna and cause him to become unconscious. Therefore, Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says, Kamaya Eva, is there any chance that in birth after birth I may be her maidservant? Therefore, we see that Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he does not directly pray to achieve the service of Sri Krishna. Why? What is the reason for this? Because we want prema. And who is the object of that prema? Only Sri Krishna is the object of that prema. We desire to perform service. Who is the enjoyer of that service? It is only Sri Krishna. But if we look, we can understand how would we achieve that prema? Without the mercy of Srimati Radhika, that prema is impossible to achieve. Therefore, Sri Prabhupada Pada said, Yakin Karisa Mahosav Kalkakavani, Vidyam Parasa Purusa, Sikanda Mori. Therefore, I want to speak of the glories of Srimati Radhika. Just see the glories of Radhika's maidservants. When Krishna tries to enter into Srimati Radhika's grove, then her maidservants said, go back, go back. There is no darshan of Srimati Radhika for you. And Krishna is falling at the feet of those maidservants. Therefore, even though he is the topmost limit, not Bhagavan Tattva, still, he himself falls at the feet of the maidservants of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Sri Prabhupada is praying, if I can take birth as one stick, by which the maidservants sweep the kunj of Srimati Radhika, my life is successful. Therefore, Srimati Radhika, her condition is most astonishing when she sees Krishna. What to speak of her separation from Krishna? In separation from Krishna, she manifests the Asta Sati, the eightfold ecstatic symptoms in their topmost fully blazing condition. This was all manifest in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, the glories of Srimati Radhika have been given as they caused the appearance of Sachinanda Gaurahari. But really, if we look very closely at this verse, there are three causes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. If you look very carefully, this is a very wonderful point, we never thought before. If Mahaprabhu had not come and manifest this, then how would we know Krishna's greatness? No. You never said like that, no? If Mahaprabhu had not come to this world and manifested the mood of Radharani, then how would anyone understand how great is Krishna? Because she is tasting Krishna and describing Krishna's sweetness in this world. Therefore, Mahaprabhu had not come, no one would know the sweetness of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna. Because she fully tastes Sri Krishna, she can explain Krishna's sweetness in this world. Therefore, we look according to the Drishti, the vision of Bhagavad Tattva, Krishna is the topmost. But if you look according to the annual vision of Prema, then Srimati Radhika is the topmost. Therefore, both are one, Ekatmanaha. There is no difference between them. Therefore, Buddha says it is very difficult to understand who tastes more. Because Sri Krishna tastes and Srimati Radhika tastes. Both tastes, they are both doing rasa swadhan. The Guru said, but if you think carefully, then Radha Krishna makes you know Yasikanti Vilokita. Sri Krishna tasting Radhika, he changed his complexion. Therefore, how much Krishna is tasting is very difficult to compare. Therefore, finally, Krishna is Radhika, Radhika is Krishna. The Guru said, if this birth, even one drop of that understanding can come in our life, then we are most fortunate. What do you speak of?
अभी एक बहुत संगीतकार कुछ कीर्तन करेंगे किंतु बंगला में और भावपूर्वक कीर्तन करेंगे आप लोग श्रवण करें।